So I want to get a little bit more into the mechanics of what's involved with venetoclax, but also just to take a second, we were not going to go through, you know, all the data with venetoclax, but just hearing you talk about the issue of why it's, you see it with CLL, where do you think venetoclax is going to land? Do you think, I know it's being looked at in combination, maybe combination with ibrutinib. What are some of the strategies that include venetoclax, particularly in CLL, that you think might be most promising?
So it's a very, very potent drug in CLL. We have to use caution with it because of this risk for tumor lysis syndrome, but it's a highly effective drug at clearing disease from the blood and clearing disease from the bone marrow. I think that it's at least as potent, if not more potent, than chemotherapy, so we can achieve at least what we can, if not better, with venetoclax than we can with chemotherapy. So I would look for it to be used in combinations, and I think it's going to be a useful drug at allowing us to get rid of chemotherapy and achieve the same, if not better, therapeutic effects than we can in combination. So we're doing a clinical trial with ibrutinib plus venetoclax. There are large randomized trials with venetoclax plus CD20 antibody, and I think those studies will be positive. So it's a very potent drug. It's a very effective drug. It's a drug that's able to achieve minimal residual disease-free remissions, even in patients who have very high-risk features, like patients who have relapsed CLL with 17p deletion. And we haven't appreciated that degree of debulking and effectiveness with other oral agents like ibrutinib in the high-risk groups of patients.